heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith. And we'd like to start this program with a scripture reading. This is one of my favorites. It's been rattling around my brain all week. It comes from the mighty book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 13. Many of you are familiar with this verse, but it goes like this. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Again, thanks for joining us on the show. On this program, we share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you if you're already a believer, and challenge you a little bit if you're still checking out faith. Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. So that's what we do on this program. We share the Word, and we pray that God will open up your hearts to receive the Word today, and also give you eyes to see and ears to hear, in Jesus' name. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes, and we also have a website. It's everydayfaithradio.com. We've had some powerful shows the last couple of weeks, so I encourage you to go back and check out some of our previous programs. Let us know if you have any prayer requests. We love to pray for you. And again, thanks for tuning in this morning. It's going to be a great program. We're going to be back in just a moment after we take a quick break. Please stay with us.
There's always news impacting you in Central Virginia.
WCHV time 5:30. I'm John Peterson.
And there's always been WCHV to make sure you know about
it. 9 inches of rain in New Canton.
News, weather, and traffic.
Heavy volume on westbound 64.
First, all morning and all day.
Good morning. You're on the air with Joe Thomas in the morning. Who's this?
Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
For and about the second greatest city in the history of mankind, Charlottesville, Virginia.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program. It's a special Sunday for a lot of reasons. It's Palm Sunday, but we also have my good friend Michael Guthrie with us on the program. Michael, thanks for coming back on the show.
My pleasure. My verse for you, Jeff.
Yeah, come on.
1 Peter 3:15.
Mm-hmm.
But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do it with gentleness and respect.
The gentleness part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that jumps out at me. Mm-hmm. But the also always be ready. Let's talk about that for a second, because for our listeners, it's kind of my great pleasure and many others. Once you become a believer in Jesus, God will put you in certain instances in your life. You and I, Michael, might call those divine appointments. And so the always be ready that Peter writes about means that you never know when somebody needs to kind of taste and experience some of the overflow that Paul writes about in Romans, this overflow of hope. And always be ready means that, first of all, you have to fill yourself back up every day, because sometimes our tanks can run out. And so I like to kind of renew my mind every day. And in doing so, that's my little way of meeting with Jesus, through meeting him through the Word. And then as I renew my mind, I get refreshed and ready, and then I actually am now to the point of asking the Lord to bring me where you want me and put me in those places so that I may have the opportunity to then always be prepared to give a reason for the defense of your hope. And so you never know. You just never know when you walk down the street who you're going to run into.
Well, and again, Romans 15, one of the things it talks about in that passage is that your love overflows. in the Psalm 23, my cup runneth over. Mm-hmm. And it just, no matter what you just said, you never know who you're going to run into. I sort of think of it as an analogy of starting at Mincer's with two buckets of water and trying to get to Boiling Heights without spilling any of it on anybody.
Yeah.
Right? It can't happen.
Right.
It just splashes and it mm-hmm. does. If our love overflows in a way, mm-hmm. it's going to impact others.
Yeah.
And somebody at some point is going to say, what is it about you?
Mm-hmm.
And then 1 Peter 3:15 comes into play where mm-hmm. you be ready to give an answer of hope.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, I always say it is, look, I'm just telling you how I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody else might tell you something different, or you may think something, but I can tell you that because of this hope that I have and because of the love that comes mm-hmm. in and overflows, my life is different. And my life is one that even in the midst of adversity and stuff, that I can cling to the fact that he's in control of the outcome, not me. And that, again, Psalm 23, that I shall not want.
Mm-hmm.
And what that says to me is that he's going to take care of every need. It may not be the way I thought it needed to be taken care of.
Right.
There are some nights we may eat peanut butter and jelly, and there are other nights we may get the opportunity to have steak and potatoes. But he is going to nourish us, and he is going to take care of us.
He's so faithful.
Absolutely.
And God will provide.
Yep.
Oh, you know, this makes me think of a time one of our good friends, Peter Sorensen, introduced me to this friend of his named Don Gardner. And I was growing in my faith at that time, and I met this man, and there was just something about him that kind of drew me to him. It was a little bit what the Apostle Paul writes about in our verse today. He had this joy and peace about him. And at that particular time in my life, I really kind of found myself empty in those two categories. And so I was drawn to him, and he didn't really, this man, Don Gardner, he's a former professional baseball player. He didn't really say anything profound to me. It was just the way he carried himself, his countenance, the way he answered people politely. And so, my mother, one of her favorite quotes is to preach the gospel and when necessary use words.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel like Don Gardner was that guy to me. It's yep. just kind of his being was, and that sort of relates, I think, to this First Peter passage.
No, absolutely. And I think that's true. You know, another way I've heard that is that that your life may be the only Bible somebody ever reads.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that whole walk the walk before you talk the talk,
mm-hmm.
and be an example, be an ambassador for Christ, you know, be reflective of who God is and what God has done in your life. And that sometimes that's, again, it's the only Bible anybody ever reads is, okay, you're a Christian, I'm going to watch you mm-hmm. and see. And you're, you know, we're, both of us, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to do things wrong. But the key is, how do we handle that? Do we ask forgiveness? Do we go back and make restoration? Because even though somebody says, oh, that guy did that wrong, oh, wait, now he's apologizing, we're still reflecting what the Bible is talking mm-hmm. and telling us how we're to live our lives. And, you know, you just never know. I had the opportunity to be on another radio show last week. Or somebody said, I've watched your life. I hardly knew this person. I've watched your life. So I want you to be on my show and talk to me about why your life is the way it is. And I got this 45 minutes to just kind of share my story. Mm-hmm. And without knowing what we were going to talk about, it ended up being this incredible opportunity for me to hear my story, hear myself answer the questions.
Yes.
And then once the podcast came out, I sent it to my kids. And I said, you know, I wish I knew more about what made my mom and dad tick. Here's 45 minutes of how your dad ticks. Listen to it if you want. Totally fine if you don't. But I just want you to have this opportunity because I wish I'd had more of those opportunities with my mom and dad. And the first thing I said to this woman on the radio show was, it's a legacy my mom and dad created that I'm trying to continue. I may be doing it differently than them, but what they showed me, what they exhibited in their lives and how to care for other people, how to be service-oriented.
Yeah.
All six kids, three brothers, two sisters, we all feel the same way, that we are supposed to be continuing that legacy that mom and dad created. And hopefully our kids see it, and now the grandkids see it. Mm-hmm. And ultimately you've got this wonderful, positive chain going versus a negative dysfunctional one.
Yes, yes. A blessing, a generational blessing.
Right.
And this is Everyday Faith Radio, and we're talking with Michael Guthrie. Michael, I want to go back to something you said about, talked about just a second ago. I want to dig in just slightly on that. When you become a believer and you become an ambassador for Christ, really fired up for the Lord, and you've submitted your life to the Lord, and you've crowned him king. Okay. And so one of the things you talked about was the forgiveness and restoration. Have you ever found this? And I'm going to tell you, I have. So this is my confession on the radio, is that sometimes the opportunity for forgiveness comes to us, and the opportunity for
sometimes lots of times,
but check this out.
Okay.
But so my knee-jerk reaction is, nah, I you know what, I'm happy with where that relationship is, which is code for it's nowhere, it's dead. There's space between us, there's challenge between us, and I think I catch myself now with the flesh when the flesh responds, nah, I don't, you know, I'm really okay with that. And where the Lord asks us to, when we really submit our lives to him, that means we are going to have to be uncomfortable at times. And we're going to have to, as the Apostle Paul says, we're going to have to crucify the flesh. We're going to have to kind of put that to bed, and then let the fruit of the Spirit do its work in us, so that we can then go and restore that relationship. Does that make sense? I mean, it's the knee jerk for me is no, I'm happy with the dead relationship, and really that's the voice of the enemy.
Yeah, it is, and I think there are certain people that you may have even tried and it didn't work out, and in that situation you have to decide, have I done enough? Is there something else? Should I go at it a different way? I probably talked about this another time that I've been on your show, but I feel like the answer is pretty simple in the fact that, you know, there are three things that I sort of try to focus on. One is that God calls me to love him with all my heart.
Mm.
Secondly, he calls me to love others as he loves me, when I know that I'm unlovable. There are times that I'm a jerk and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And yet he loves me and he forgives me for that. And he pats me on the back and he sends me on my way. And he says, you know, I want you to love others the same way. And then the third part is that we're not to be attached to the outcome, because it's his outcome, it's not ours. Mm. So using your example, I'm fine with that relationship. Well, really, are you?
Mm.
Because if God's telling you to love that person as he loves you, he left the 99 other sheep to find you, to bring you back. Mm. And I'm not saying that every time you need to keep chasing somebody, because I think there are places where you've done all you can do. But if that's not the case, maybe I need to go out and look for that sheep one more time. Mm. Maybe I need to send a note. Maybe I need to do this just to see what happens. I had this conversation with somebody the other day. He said he works at a church and he sees these people, and this one person just doesn't talk to him for whatever reason. And that, long story, but he texts me on Monday, and he said, guess what? Saw the person in church today, and they said hello to me. And we had the first conversation we've had. You know, now there's restoration beginning to happen. It may have just been a conversation, but at some point, hopefully, they're going to get together and figure out what it was that separated them and allow them to come back and establish a relationship again.
We're talking with Michael Guthrie, and this is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you for that. It's
yep.
a good word, because I also believe that, you know, if we're willing to reach out and restore these relationships, that the good Lord has a beautiful ending, mm-hmm. a beautiful story at the end of that. And the enemy wants to stop it, and that's where our flesh gets in the way. But
yep.
Wow, this is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We have so much more to talk about. I hope you're having a great Palm Sunday. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to be right back in just a moment. Please stay with us.
There's always news impacting you in Central Virginia.
WCHV time 5:30. I'm John Peterson.
And there's always been WCHV to make sure you know about it.
9 inches of rain in New Canton.
News, weather, and traffic.
Heavy volume on westbound 64.
First, all morning and all day.
Good morning. You're on the air with Joe Thomas in the morning. Who's this?
Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
For and about the second greatest city in the history of mankind, Charlottesville, Virginia.
And in your hour of desperation, know you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in today. With us on the program, we have my good friend Michael Guthrie. And Michael, we have a huge event coming up for Resurrection Sunday, 1 week from today. Before I transition to you to tell our listeners about it, I need to back up and let you know something about this service. I think it was 2 years ago.
This will be the third one.
So 2 years ago, you asked me to bring the message to the Sunrise service.
And at the first time we did it.
And I want to thank you for that. I also want to, again, confess to our listeners that when my good friend Michael asked me to bring the message to the Sunrise service, the first Sunrise service in the amphitheater at the University of Virginia, there was a little pause for a moment when Michael asked me.
No, there was a long pause, folks.
But, you know, the Lord reminds me a lot of how much He loves me and how He has equipped me for such a time as this. And so we have this relationship where if somebody asks me to speak about my fondness of Him and, of course, to bring a message on Resurrection Sunday, the answer is yes. And so the only thing I want to tell our listeners is there was a bit of a struggle in terms of what in the world am I going to say? And there was maybe a hint of panic in there. But as the Sunday came closer and closer, what ended up happening is the Lord really came close to me and gave me the words to say. And it was a beautiful time together with the Lord. And sometimes when you have, you know, I'm not calling that a crisis, but when you have kind of when the pressure is on and you're like, okay, Lord, what am I going to say? Well, He is faithful and He will deliver. And so I want to thank you. But if you could tell our listeners about this amazing event on Resurrection Sunday at the amphitheater next Sunday.
So first, I want to point back to 1 Peter 3:15, because I didn't think about this till just now. I don't know why I brought it up, but Jeff just said there was a pause. I said long pause. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, even if it's Michael Guthrie asking me to preach a sermon on Sunrise service. But it's an amazing event, folks. It's a UVA Charlottesville community experience that was the brainstorm of a good friend, Frank Burkhead, who came to know the Lord, have a faith in God through Christ late in his life. But he, even before he kind of gave his life over, he had this idea because he was already going to things and talking to people about why isn't there a Sunrise service at UVA? So we went to Ken Elzinga, Dr. Elzinga, economics professor, and said, you know, how do we go about doing this? And he said, well, you got to get with the university. And of course, we procrastinated and we didn't get it done. And that was 2015. Unfortunately, Frank passed away the fall of 2015. And so at his service, at his funeral, when I'm standing in the midst of all these friends, I thought, you know what? We're going to do this. Mm. We're going to do it in honor of Frank Burkhead. And so I approached Jackie, his wife, and she thought it was a great idea. And so we had an Easter Sunrise service 2016. We had about 75 folks there. We created a template for this service. Folks, it's a very casual, easygoing, fun event to come to. The weather's supposed to be great. If you're just looking for someplace and you're still not really comfortable in going to a church, this is the a really perfect place to come. The amphitheater is this old-fashioned, you know, amphitheater, you know, with concrete bleachers, and we stand right there in the middle of the grass, and it's just very low key, but really special. Mm-hmm. And we honor Frank, and we honor his memory, and we honor his wanting to do this. And then the second year, the first year we asked you to preach, and Joanne Walker, who is a wonderful person, Mac Walker's wife, who unfortunately passed away this fall, 2017. She came to support you and to be there for you.
Yeah, sat right next to me.
And she loved it. And she loved it so much that she brought a whole bunch of people last year. And so we went from 75 or 80 people to almost 200 people. Mm. Same template of the service. Joe Jenkins from Hankel Insurance, a dear brother, leads music. His son's going to lead music with him this time. We've got students who share their stories. And the Curry School professor, Paul Harris, who a lot of the UVA students have taken his class, is also in the process of planning a church here. Pastor, planning a church called Victory Church. He'd be a great guy for your show, by the way. And he's agreed to bring the message. And your wife, Mo, at Joanne's funeral, came up to me and said, I have an idea for you. You may not like it, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Mm. I said, that's great. So what would you think about bringing Joanne Walker's name into this service? And I said, man, that I like that idea. So I went to Jackie. And I said, Jackie, I don't want to step on any of your toes. This is Frank's deal. We'll continue to do exactly the same way. But here's an idea. She didn't, unlike you, she didn't hesitate a bit. She said, I think that's an awesome idea. I think that would be great. Please tell him yes, you know, Mac and whatever. So I said to Mac, I've already talked to Jackie about this. And he was, quite honestly, he's like, I don't know, you know, whatever. This true story, 2 weeks later, they're at City Church together. They don't know each other. But somehow their paths cross. I don't know. Somebody introduced him. I don't know. But Mac said, I'm Mac Walker. And Jackie lit up and said, oh, my gosh, we're going to honor your wife at the sunrise service at Easter. And that's what put it all in place for Mac to say, okay, this is all right. So 6:45 to 8. Sunday morning, Easter Sunday morning, parking at Newcomb Hall. Parking, and quite honestly, you can probably park behind Clark Hall because it's so early in the morning, nobody's going to, you know, do anything to you. There's nobody parked back there at that particular point. Duck Donuts, Shenandoah Joe's Coffee for refreshments. Student, you know, it's like the old tavern restaurant or Sarge's for us that have been around long enough, where students, tourists, and townspeople meet. That's what this sunrise service is all about. I've got a group of students, two being your twin brother sons, Drew and Jay, involved in helping us get the word out to people. And it just is it's an extraordinary, extraordinary event. I love it. I don't want to over-spiritualize this, although it is an Easter sunrise service. But I love standing in the back by the stage and watching people come from all sides of this space and filling these bleachers. It reminds me when Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead, and he comes into this area. And I just believe that there were lots of people surrounding that to see what was going to happen. And for me, just to watch people coming to experience the resurrection,
yes,
a new life, the beauty of all that in a very casual but very meaningful sort of way. I mean, everybody that has come has been touched, and the people that have come have marked it down, and if they're in town, they want to come back the next year. Mm-hmm. And I just feel so grateful that that it was Frank's idea, and that we're, you know, we're continuing to make it happen. And now having Joanne without an E, Walker's name associated with it as well, just makes it even more special.
And this is Everyday Faith Radio, and we're talking with Michael Guthrie, and he's telling us about an amazing sunrise service at the amphitheater on Easter Sunday. It is incredible. Michael, I want to share a couple of memories on this. The first service, when you asked me to preach, when I left the house, it was completely dark. And so I had never been to a sunrise service before. And there is something unbelievable about sitting in the amphitheater and seeing the sun come up on Resurrection Sunday. It is so powerful. And then the other thing, and you really touched on this earlier, Mac and Joanne Walker came to this very first service. They knew that the preacher that day, myself, was a little wobbly, a little nervous, and they are you know, they were just an amazing couple. And Joanne and Mac still to this day, Joanne was always just such an amazing friend, such a supportive friend. And when I sat down in the amphitheater just moments before delivering the message, there was just something about that woman being near her that just really kind of helped me just to settle in. She just had that sweet, wonderful way about her.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So I remember her at this time.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think that's really good. And there is a Facebook event page, folks. I guess just go on Facebook and type in Easter Sunrise Service, and hopefully it'll come up. We changed it from a private to a public. I don't know what that means, but that we did it. And so you can find the information there. But along with that, in regards to Joanne, the reason I like it, too, is it's exactly the kind of service that Frank was comfortable with. I don't think he ever got really involved in a church. He had friends in a lot of different churches, and I think he may have gone to the Bridge from time to time with Jay or George Morris or whatever, but they weren't churchgoers per se. But this is the kind of event that he would have been totally comfortable with, and inviting his friends to, and that's what happens now. A lot of Frank's friends who just love him and still miss him come to this to honor him. But then now with Joanne, and again, and I think of Joanne again just like you do, but I also think about her with her arms open and gathering people and saying, this is something you need to go to. This is something that's going to bless your life. This is something that you're going to feel really good that I made you get up in the pitch black dark and go over to UVA to spend an hour. There's no doubt about that. And she was doing that with women all over Charlottesville, whether it was a Glenmore luncheon or a small group, women's group over at Farmington, whatever it is. She was always saying, hey, here we go. We're going to do this, and we're going to do it together.
So I expect to see a lot of our listeners out at Sunrise Service, Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday at the amphitheater. Michael, we're almost finished with the program. In 1 minute, this is really not a fair question, but 1 minute or less, can you just share with our listeners your feelings? Here we are on Palm Sunday. We're heading into the Passion Week. What does this week mean to you in 1 minute?
You know, I think this week means to me, I guess the word I would use is encouragement. Even though we're going into the darkest time in religious history, if you will, he goes from being celebrated and you know, just imagine the throngs of people with the palm trees and everything and thinking that this is the king, to them realizing that he was going to be a completely different king than they thought he was going to be, and immediately turning on him. You know, folks, we think about that 2,000 years ago. That kind of stuff's happening every day in our world, that you think of somebody a certain way and then immediately something happens and you turn on them and all of a sudden it's different. And yet, for me, so many times I get to the place where I just think, what else could go wrong? And so what this really means to me is we're going from that celebratory place to this very dark place, which all of us experience, and yet Sunday morning, a week from now, reminds us that there is new life, and that God wants us to give us life and to give us life more abundantly, and that He sent His Son to live here and exhibit how that's to be done, and then He let Him die so that all the stuff that I do wrong gets forgiven. And He, you know, again, going back to Psalm 23, He prepares a table. Every day prepares a table for you guys, all of us. And He says, I'm the bread of life. Come and eat and be nourished and live your life in the way that you were meant to live it. Not the way the world tries to lie you into, but the way you were meant to live it. And so it's the hope. It's the hope that's unseen. And yet I experience every day of my life as He enters in and fulfills His promises.
Michael Guthrie, thank you so much for joining us today on the program. I want to say to you and to all of our listeners, Michael, to your entire family, may the Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. May His face shine upon you and give you peace. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Happy Palm Sunday. We'll see you next Sunday at the Sunrise Service at the Amphitheater at the University of Virginia. God,